愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
在我们读民数记的第六章里面。
As we're reading Numbers chapter 6。
有一种人叫拿细耳。
There is a type of person mentioned here called the Nazarite.
我们看民数记的第六章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 6.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord.
好，这个地方是神告诉摩西的。
Here is a speech that the Lord has spoken to Moses.
就是在以色列人当中，不论是男的或女的，可以许一个特别的愿。
He said that whether a man or woman in the Israelites, they can make an offering.
那这个特别的愿呢，就是要离俗归主。
And this special vow is that he will separate himself to the Lord.
那这一种人又称作拿细耳人。
This type of person is called the Nazarite.
那这个拿细耳这个本身的意思就是一种分别的意思。
Nazarite means to separate.
所以在神的选民当中，有一部分人可以许愿来做离俗归主的人。
Among the chosen ones of God, some of them can make this vow to separate himself to the Lord.
那从圣经看起来，这个离俗归主的人有两种。
And there are two types of people who separate himself to the Lord.
第一种就是由神来指定的。
The first type is chosen by God.
比方说圣经记载这个参孙。
For example, Samson.
参孙还没有出生以前，神就告诉他母亲，生下来以后，不可以喝酒，不可以剃头，要做拿细耳。
Before Samson was even born, God had already told his parent that he would become a Nazarite.
那另外一个就是施洗约翰。
Another person is John the Baptist.
在还没有出生以前也提到他将来清酒浓酒都不喝。
Before he was born, it was also mentioned that he would not touch any wine.
这个是神所指定的。
That was appointed by God.
那另外一种就是自己许愿要在一定的时间里面做拿细耳人。
Another type of Nazarites are the ones that make the vow on themselves, and they have a specific time frame to be a Nazarite.
那一段时间过了以后这个拿细耳人就结束了。
But after that time frame, then their period of being a Nazarite ends.
那今天我们就从属灵上来学习，到底这个跟我们有什么意思
？So today we are going to learn the spiritual meanings of being a Nazarite.
为什么神的选民这个就是以色列，就是神的王子，已经很尊贵了，还需要有一些人又来分别离俗归主
？The Israelites are already the chosen ones of God, being separated from other nations. So how come among them there are some still need to consecrate themselves to separate themselves to the Lord?
那如果从参孙跟施洗约来看
，From the examples of Samson and John the Baptist,
参孙因为是拿细耳人，神与他同在，有非常大的能力。
We can see that Samson was a Nazarite and he was chosen by God and God's strength and power was upon him.
那施洗约翰有以利亚的心智能力。
When we look at John the Baptist, he had the determination and heart of and power of Elijah.
从母腹就被圣灵充满。
And even when he was in the womb of his mother, he was already filled with the Holy Spirit.
这也是神所喜悦的。
And that was what God takes delight in.
那今天我们是神的选民。
Today we are the chosen ones of God.
但是如果从拿细耳人所做的事情，我们用属灵上来努力，也会在信仰上更加有长进。
And we can learn a lot from being a Nazarite and the spiritual meaning of it. That could help us to grow in our spiritual life.
从民数记第六章里面拿细耳人有三件事情不做。
In Numbers chapter 6, it tells us that there are three things the Nazarites don't do.
第一件事情。
Number one.
我们先来回来看第六章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 6.
第六章的第三节。
Verse 3. He shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice nor eat fresh grapes or raisins.
第四节。
Verse 4. All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine from seed to skin.
这个地方说拿细耳人不可喝葡萄汁或者葡萄酒。
Here it says that the Nazarites cannot drink grape juice or wine.
所以呢圣经有说不要醉酒。
The Bible did say that we should not be drunk.
但是对拿细耳人的标准是更高，不要喝酒。
But the standard of the Nazarites is even higher. They cannot even drink wine.
那为什么神要他们不要喝酒呢？
Why is it that God does not want the Nazarites to drink wine?
因为酒会让人舒服畅快。
Because we can be intoxicated with wine.
所以很多人喜欢喝酒。
Therefore, a lot of people like how it feels.
那不喝酒就是我们人对自己肉体的这个欲望有某种程度的约束。
And if we refrain ourselves from wine, that means that we are having some kind of self-control in our natural desire.
因为虽然说不要醉酒，但是人醉酒之前常常是喝酒。
And even though the Bible says that we should not be drunk with wine, but in order to get drunk, we have to first drink wine.
所以喝酒就有可能醉酒。
Therefore, there's a possibility to get drunk if we drink wine.
但是如果都不喝，醉酒的机会就是零。
But if you don't even touch any wine, then there's 0% of you getting drunk.
因此这样人就能够免去很多犯罪的试探。
And in this way, we will not be able to sin.
因为在创世纪里面
In the book of Genesis,
神曾经毁灭地上两次
God has destroyed the earth twice.
第一次就是神毁灭挪亚的世代
The first time was when he destroyed the generation during Noah's time.
那这个罪恶的世代都被灭掉了
The wicked world was destroyed by God.
应该是新世代的开始
So that was the beginning of a new generation.
所以在第八章挪亚就出了方舟献祭给神。
In chapter 8, it tells us that Noah has come out of the ark and he offered sacrifices to God.
神闻了香气就喜悦，就不再为人的缘故咒诅地。
When God smelled the good-smelling aroma, he then made covenant and said that he will not destroy the earth again with water.
到了第九章很快二十节挪亚就做起农夫来。
Soon after, in chapter 9, verse 20, it tells us that Noah began to be a farmer.
然后开始种葡萄园。
And he planted a vineyard.
然后是二十一节就他开始园中就醉了。
Verse 21 says that he drank of the wine and was drunk.
那接下去就很多坏事就跑出来了。
And there are a lot of wicked things that happen after that.
那在这个第一代从洪水出来的世代，结果又开始罪的发生。
Even the first generation after the Noah's Ark, sin happened again.
就是因为罪，就因为酒开始。
That was because of wine.
所以如果当时挪亚他不造酒也不喝酒，那他的儿子就不会受咒诅了。
If Noah did not plant a vineyard and became drunk, then his sons will not be cursed.
所以虽然说不是不可以喝，但是如果不喝，那醉酒的机会就没有了。
Even though the Bible didn't say that we cannot drink wine, but if we don't even touch wine, then there's no way that we can sin.
所以第一个挪亚毁灭之后又犯罪。
So this is the first example from Noah.Where he sinned from being drunk.
那到了创世纪的十九章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 19.
现在是所多玛的事情。
We can see the incident of Sodom.
没有比所多玛更可怕的。
There isn't another city more wicked than Sodom.
所以神用火把他们烧掉。
Therefore, God destroyed them with fire.
那罗德从所多玛出来。
Lot came out of Sodom.
是因为神纪念亚伯拉罕。
Because God remembered Abraham.
所以连罗德的太太心里想索多玛，回头一看也变成圆柱。
When Lot's wife turned around to look at the city, she turned into a pillar of salt.
那这对罗德应该是一个很大的警醒。
That should be a great warning for Lot.
因为罪的结果就是神的刑罚，公义。
Because he witnessed that the outcome of sin is destruction.
但是到了十九章的后面罗德醉酒。
But at the end of Genesis chapter 19, we could see that Lot got drunk.
结果乱伦。
And he lay with his daughters.
所以这个罪又跑出来。
Again, sin came out.
那如果罗德当初就我连酒都不喝，就不可能发生这个事情。
If Lot did not touch wine, then this would not happen.
所以我们可以看到为什么这个当时的拿细耳人神叫他不要喝酒。
So that is why that God commanded the Nazarites to not touch wine.
那到了耶利米书的三十五章。
If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 35,
我们看耶利米书的三十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter
35. 三十五章。
Chapter 35.
三十五章里面第二节在提到有一族人叫做利甲族。
Here we can see that there is a group of people called the Rechabite in verse 2.
那在耶利米书里面神叫耶利米先知去传警告。
In this book, we can see that God commanded Jeremiah to preach a warning.
一共传了23年的时间。
He had delivered a warning for 23 years.
那这个23年的时间呢，只有一个讯息。
In this 23 years, there was only one message.
就是要回头悔改。
Which is to return and to repent.
不然大难临头。
Otherwise, disasters will come.
23年讲同一个讯息，讲23年，没有人要听。
He preached the same message for 23 years, yet none would listen.
所以神就叫耶利米说，那你现在传另外一个讯息，70年被掳已经确定。
So, as a result, God asked him to preach a new warning, which is that God has set his mind to give them 70 years of captivity.
那你现在要投降。
And now you are going to surrender.
那你就会存活。
Then you will live.
那在这个世代里面这个利甲族跟大家不一样。
And in this generation, there was a group of people called the Rechabites. They're very different from the rest of the Israelites.
那到底不一样在哪里？
How were they different?
我们看第五节跟第六节。
Let's read verses 5 and 6. Then I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, "Drink wine." But they say, "We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, 'You shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.'"
第七节。
Verse 7. "You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners."
这里讲利甲族当百色的筵席以后叫他说喝酒吧。
Here it tells us that Jeremiah had prepared for them a feast and asked them to drink wine.
结果他说我不喝。
But they refused.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们的祖宗叫我们说不要喝酒。
Because their ancestor told them that they are not to touch any wine.
所以他们的生活非常的保守。
Therefore, they lived a very conservative lifestyle.
也非常的简单。
And a simple life too.
他不但子子孙都不喝酒，他也不盖房子，栽种葡萄园。
Not only do they not drink wine, they also do not build a house or plant a vineyard.
当一个人生活很简单的时候，我们就发现，他习惯以后，他就不会放纵。
Notice that a person who lives a simple life, when he gets used to the simple life, he will not indulge himself.
那犯罪之前呢，一般人的生活都很放荡，没有受拘束。
Usually, a person starts to sin because he indulges himself in a very indulgent life.
那我们再看十四节到十六节。
Let's also read verses 14 through 16. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons to not drink wine, are performed. For to this day they drink none, and obey their father's commandment. But although I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, you did not obey me. I have also sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Turn now everyone from his evil way. Amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear, nor obey me. Surely the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people has not obeyed me.
Okay. 所以神就非常喜悦利甲族这一族人。
So God really takes delight in the tribe of the Rechabites.
所以到最后神就说利甲族的儿子永远不缺乏人势力在神的面前。
So at the end,
19节,
God said that the Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever.
势力在神面前当然这是最尊贵的一种侍奉，也是神的恩典。
And that is the most honorable service that anyone could do to God. And also it's a blessing.
那今天不要喝酒对我们来讲什么意思？
So what does not drinking wine mean to us today spiritually?
第一个是字面的意思，就是含有酒精的酒。 有 alcohol 的酒，字面的意思。
Number one, that means that do not consume anything that is alcohol.
Yeah,
alcoholic.
这是最保守的生活方式。
That is the most conservative way of living.
就永远不可能会醉酒。
If you do that, then you will not be able to get drunk.
你只要开放一点，虽然内心说不要醉酒，但是就很容易进入试探醉酒。
But if you just drink a little bit, you might fall into temptation.
那第二个就是。 酒就是世俗的娱乐。Secondly,
a drink is a kind of entertainment in this world.
我们现在这个世俗的娱乐变成整个社会的一个主流潮流。It
seems that entertainment has become the mainstream in our society.
那我们仔细看我们现在整个道德文化在这个大众传播这样一直反复的重复下去。
As you can see that the mass media is teaching this kind of moral.
人已经醉在里面了。Then
man is living in sin.
所以对是非已经没有分辨能力。And
men have no power to discern what is right and wrong.
特别是从小在这个大众传播长大的，现在是非已经弄不清楚了。Especially
those who grew up in mass media, they have no discernment.
因为他已经醉了。Because
they are drunk.
所以最好就是不要。 跟这个世俗的娱乐扯上关系。So
the best thing to do is to keep a distance from mass media's entertainment.
还有很多娱乐，去户外活动、郊游、爬山，或者看一些比较有意义的节目，这个都很好。There
are a lot of other very healthy entertainments that we could engage ourselves with. For example, hiking and go out and listening to good music.
那一个人如果被世俗的娱乐把他的良心已经麻痹了，离罪就不远了。But
if our conscience is numbed by the entertainment in this world, then we are not far from sin.
那其实如果从小长大那个环境，你就对世俗的娱乐就不会去，然后去走一些比较健康方式的娱乐。你到长大，你就觉得你根本就不需要它。
And if our children grew up in a simple lifestyle with a very healthy entertainment events, then when they grow up, they won't have the need to be under sin.
但是如果在那个环境这样从小就让他习惯长大，以后要戒酒，这个世俗的娱乐实在是很难。
On the other hand, if our children are very used to mass media and the entertainment culture since they're young, then it is very difficult for them to stop when they're adults.
有时候我常常坐飞机，一坐下来就看到人在看电视。When
I go in a flight, I always see that people start to watch TV or shows once they sit down.
有的飞机上的不够，还自己带上去。And
sometimes the entertainment on the flight, it's not enough for them. They even bring their own entertainment.
我有时候仔细就要看看，觉得这个真的对灵性也没有什么帮助。And
if we really pay attention, we could see that these are not edifying to our spiritual life.
所以 那个世俗的娱乐，我们如果要做敬畏神的人，应该最好不要。
So for those of us who want to live a godly life, we should distance ourselves from these worldly entertainments.
好，我们现在回来看第二点。
Let's look at point number two.
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter six.
好，在不要喝酒的前面，在后面甚至讲不要吃葡萄跟葡萄干。
Here it tells us that in addition to not touching wine, they also cannot drink grape juice or eat fresh grapes or raisins.
因为酒是从葡萄来的。
Because wine is from grapes.
没有葡萄就没有酒。
So without grapes, there will be no wine.
所以从根把它斩断了，就是连吃葡萄也不吃啊。
So this is to cut it off from the root. So to keep yourself from drinking grape juice.
这个也在讲我们人如果要戒除这些世俗的东西，从最根本的把它拿掉，就不会被引诱去犯罪。
This is to say that if we want to stop ourselves from sinning, then we have to start from the root, uproot the whole thing.
好，我们看民数记第六章第五节。
Now let's read chapter 6, verse 5. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head.Until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord, he shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow.
这里讲说，不可用剃头刀来剃头。
Here it tells us that no razor shall come upon his head.
然后这样长长了然后他要圣洁，直到离俗归神的日子满了。
And until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord.
好，那为什么不要剃头？
So why is it that he should not have razor come upon his head?
因为我们人的外表，头发是很重要的一部分。
Because hair is a very important part of our look.
所以有时候我们看一个人，你不要看脸，你就坐在后面看人的头发，你就知道那个是谁。
A lot of times, you don't have to see the face of the person to know who he is. You can just see the back of their head, which is their hair.
那如果一个人做拿细耳人，他一生都不剃头。
And if a person is a Nazirite and he does not cut his hair,
所以他自己也感觉到他跟人不同，别人也很容易感觉到他跟人不同，因为头发没有剪。拿细耳人他自己会感觉到他跟别人不同，因为他头发很长的没有剪，别人也很容易看出来他跟别人不同。
So if a Nazirite does not cut his hair, then he himself will feel that he's different, and also other people will see him and see that he's different.
所以这个没有剪头发这个外在的不同，来提醒他我是向神许愿的拿细耳人。
So the difference in his outer appearance is to remind him that he is a person that is separating himself for God.
他是离俗归神的人。
He is a Nazirite.
那今天这个在告诉我们什么？
So what is this trying to tell us?
我们今天常常我们忘记了我是谁。
A lot of times we forget who we are.
所以我们对自己的身份不是很清楚。
We often do not know our own identity.
因为对我们的身份不是很清楚，所以我们对自己的本分也不是很清楚。
Because we're not very clear of our own identity, therefore we don't know our responsibilities.
因为身份、本分、福分，这个是连在一起的。
Because identity, responsibility, and blessings are all connected.
如果我们了解我是神的王子。
If we understand that we are the prince of God of heaven,
我的神是圣洁的。
My God is holy.
那他要求我是圣洁的。
Then he also wants me to be holy.
这个就是本分嘛。
That is our responsibility.
我要做到神对我的要求。
I want to do and fulfill my responsibility from God.
那福分是什么？
What is the blessing then?
福分就是神要与我们同在。
It is that God will abide with us.
最大的福分就是神与我们同在。
The greatest blessing we can have is the abidance of God.
你说平安喜乐可以念一大堆神的恩典。
We can name a lot of God's blessings.
啊，但是如果神跟我们同在，什么都有。
But if God abides with us, then we have everything.
哦，所以这是最大的福分。
Therefore, that is the greatest blessing.
啊，所以在属灵上，我们要常常了解我是谁。
So spiritually, we need to understand our identity.
啊，所以有时候我们在美国生的华人，你问他说你是美国人呢，你是中国？你问他你是中国人，很多都说不是。
If we ask the ABCs today, are you Chinese? They will say, I'm not.
哦，但是你问他是美国人，有的不敢讲，因为皮肤就不太一样。
But if we ask them, are you Americans? Sometimes they may not say yes either because they look different.
啊，也就是说我是美国生的啊，中国人。
So they'll say I'm Chinese American.
哦，所以这个角色的混淆啊，让人适应会有困难。
And if they don't know who they are, then it is very hard for them to adjust to the environment.
那今天我是谁
？So today, who are we?
哦，有时候我们对自己的角色不是对自己的身份呢，不是很觉得很宝贵。
Many times we do not see our identity as something very honorable.
啊，那不是很宝贵啊？对神对我们的这个要求的本分，我们就不会坚持。
And if we don't think our identity is so precious, then we are not going to insist on fulfilling our responsibilities.
哦，所以啊，我们从外表上看起来跟大家都一样。
Therefore, we might look just like everybody else.
没有一个外表不同的记号。
We don't look different from other people.
我们自己看自己，我们跟别人不同。
We don't have any special characteristics that make us apart.
你看我们的价值观，我们做的决定，我们生活的内容，好像都一样。
It seems like our moral, our value, the way we live, our lifestyle, they're all the same as people around us.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为忘记了，我是属灵上离俗归主的人。
Because we have forgotten that in the spirit, we are the one who separate himself to the Lord.
所以神说，我是圣洁的，你们要圣洁。
God says, I am holy, therefore you shall be holy.
那你们要圣洁，就表示我们还不圣洁。
When he says, you shall be holy, that means that we're not yet holy.
如果我们圣洁，就不需要说你要圣洁。
If we're already holy, then he doesn't need to tell us, you shall be holy.
那神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
啊，所以我们的生活从以我为中心来想事情、来做事情，这个叫做属世俗。每个人都这样。
And when we live our life as us as the center, then that is considered worldly because everyone else lives like that.
每个人都一样，都以自我为中心来想事情。
Because everyone else in the world lives like that. They live.With them as the center.
哦，那神是圣的。
God is holy.
所以我们渐渐调整以神为中心来想事情。
If we adjust ourselves and think of things with God in the center.
那这个叫做离俗归主。
And that is what it means to separate ourselves to the Lord.
这个叫做圣洁。
And that is what is called holy.
这是不简单，非常不简单。
That is not easy.
所以这是一个大原则，怎么让我们外在有跟别人不同的记号。
That is a very big principle that we could take, which is to mark ourselves very different from other people.
就是我们的心里要以自我为中心来转移到以神为中心来想事情、决定、做事情、生活。
So we need to become God-centered ofAnd move away from being self-centered when we make decisions.
哦，所以主耶稣说，我讲的话你都要遵从，我就要跟你同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, then I will abide in you until forevermore."
哦，那神的话是圣的。
And the word of God is holy.
哦，所以自己的想法来迁进到神的话里面，那神就渐渐与我们同在。
And if the word of God enter into our thoughts and in the way we make decisions, then God will abide with us.
那这就是福分了，就是最大的恩典。
And that is the greatest blessings we can receive.
好，那第三个。
Thirdly.
这个拿细尔人第三件事情，我们来看民数记第六章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body.
第七节。
Verse 7, he shall not make himself unclean even for his father or his mother, for his brother or his sister, when they die because his separation to God is on his head.
这里讲不可以接近死尸。
Here it tells us that The Nazarites cannot go near a dead body.
哦，连自己父母、兄弟姐妹死了也不可以靠近，因为他是离俗归神。
Even the dead body of his parents or siblings.
啊，那死尸是什么？
What does dead body mean?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
这里说，你们死在过犯罪恶中，他叫我们活过来。就是还没有得救恩以前，我们有罪，所以是死在里面。
Before we have salvation, we were dead in our sins.
哦，所以我们是活的死人。
So we are a living dead.
哦，肉体活着，灵性是死人。
Our body may be alive, but our spiritual life is dead.
哦，所以属灵来讲，这个叫死尸。
So spiritually speaking, we are dead bodies.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为如果从第二节，
Reverse 2,
当我们是灵性是死人的时候，我们怎么生活？
When a person is dead spiritually, how would you live?
啊，第二节。
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of the disobedience.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这个地方说，当我们灵性还死的时候，我们是照着今世的风俗来生活。
Here it tells us that when we were spiritually dead, that we would live according to the world.
哦，那今世的风俗，在讲比较文雅的话，就是文化。
That means to live according to the flow of the society.
哦，文化 culture,
the culture.
哦，当然文化有一些是好的。
Even though there are some good cultures. 哦，
但是这个文化的背后是什么？
But what is behind the cultures?
所以说，空中掌权者的首领。
It is in the hand of the prince of the power of the air.
那悖逆之子心中运行的灵，就是邪灵。
And it is the spirit who now works in the sons of the disobedience, the evil spirit.
现在要引导人来信主，最难的是文化。
It is the one of the hardest thing when we try to bring people to Christ is culture.
这美国的文化越来越世俗。
Because the American culture is more and more worldly.
那信主越来越难。
Therefore, it is harder and harder to believe in God.
其实信了以后，守道越来越难。
Even if they believe in God, it is hard for them to keep their faith.
因为大家都这样讲，你不讲吗？
Because if everyone speaks like this, don't you speak the same?
大家都在做，你不做吗？
If everyone does it, don't you do it?
大家都这样走，你不走吗？
If everyone walks that way, don't you walk with them?
啊，太低，力量太大了。
The power is too strong.
啊，然后第三节。
Verse 3.
啊。这个说在肉体放纵私欲。
It says that we conduct ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
哦，随着心中所喜好的去行。
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh.
就心里想要做什么，只要会快乐就去做，管它没有什么对错。
That means you do whatever your heart's desire, regardless whether it is right or wrong.
哦，那这个叫做死人的死，没有得救恩就是死尸。
This is what is called spiritual dead.
所以我们一个拿细耳人归主的人，当我们跟世俗人在打交道的时候，要很谨慎的，不要摸到了变成不洁。
So for us who are the Nazarites, when we are associating with the spiritual dead, we have to be super careful and not be affected by them and not get touched by them.
那如果我们一直去摸到这，我们自己都不会觉得我们已经在灵里面已经离神越来越远了，越来越俗化，我们自己不知道。
Because if we keep touching the spiritual dead, then we do not know that we are slowly becoming more and more distant from God.
哦，那我们就没有办法做离俗的人。
Then we will not be able to become someone who's separated for God.
哦，所以圣经才说，主耶稣说，你们不要离开世界。
So Jesus says, you are not to depart from this world.
但是你们不属世界。
But you do not belong to this world.
那这很难啊。
That is very difficult.
世界都是死人，你要不要离开世界。
Because the world is full of dead people and we are not allowed to leave this world.
所以主耶稣说，我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的17章。
Chapter 17.
啊，约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七节。
Verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
这里说，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。哦，所以我们常常需要来啊。吸收神的话。
Therefore, we need to absorb the word of God all the time.
这是一面镜子，才能够看清楚我们自己哪个地方已经污染了。
So that the word of God can be a mirror to us, and we can see which part of us is being defiled.
这是一条正道，我们一进道才知道我们哪个地方已经偏了。
Because this word is the word of truth, therefore they will tell us whether we have deterred from the truth.
那这是一个标准，一进去我们才量得出来，到底我哪个地方不对。
The word of God is the standard, and when it comes into us, then we can measure ourselves to see what we have done wrong.
那没有真理就不可能成圣。
Without the truth, we cannot be sanctified.
啊，所以我们活在这个世界。
Therefore, as we live in this world.
啊。我们需要有真理
We need to have the truth.
才不会摸到死尸变成不洁
So that we will not be touched by the dead bodies and become defiled.
好，我们最后来看路加福音第一章
Lastly, let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
啊，路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1.
啊，第一章的十五节
Verse 15. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord.And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
十六节
Verse 16. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
这个地方说，施洗约翰清酒浓酒都不喝。
Here it tells us that John the Baptist will not drink strong wine or any kind of wine.
那神就应许他，从母腹就被圣灵充满。
And the Lord promised that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb.
No, 他在神面前就要能够有能力来服侍神。
And he will be filled with the power of God to serve him.
哦，然后因为他的服侍十四节，有许多人因他的出生必要欢喜。
And because of his service, many will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
哦，所以我们立志要在神面前服侍的人啊，更需要来学习做。属灵的拿细耳人。
So those of us who wants to serve God, let us set the determination to become a spiritual Nazarite.
要做一个离俗归主的人。
So that we can become the one who separates himself to the Lord.
啊，这样子。一百九十三首。
Let's sing hymn.
我们最后唱诗完就唱一百九十三首的副歌。
And after we finish praying, we will sing the refrain of 193.